Wisconsin Conversation, real information. Live from Lake Wissota, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome to the second hour of Up North News for this Monday, August 29th. Coming up in just a sec, State Senate candidate Kelly Westland will join us. She's running in the area that includes Ashland Bayfield, which... speaking of being the editor for Up North News, I spent the weekend editing a bunch of different feature articles that will go up over the next couple of weeks. We recently put up one about what to do if you're up in Ashland for a weekend. We just worked on one yesterday, posted it yesterday. Last minute getaways, if you've decided to do a road trip for Labor Day weekend, that one included Bayfield and the Apostle Islands. Hands down, one of the most gorgeous places on planet Earth, just not just in Wisconsin or any place else. And Kelly Westland gets to live up there. Morning, Kelly.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's a wonderful place to be. That's for sure.
Oh, it is. Kelly's just one of my favorite people. She worked for a long time for Senator Tammy Baldwin in a role that I had held just before her. We have known each other for the longest time, and I am so thrilled that she is running in the 25th Senate. It is 25th, right? I sometimes get my numbers mixed up, but it's great to have you here. Great to see you running. And right now you're heading into Labor Day weekend. Is that going to be is that more of a campaign weekend or a relaxing weekend for you?
This one's going to be a pretty campaign heavy weekend, but most of them are at this point. And especially as I'm kind of like keeping an eye on the calendar, we're down to 71 days, you know, so the time is limited here.
And you know, it's one of those things that got us through like med school and residency and then got us through campaigns is just to put the number in and go, I can do anything for 71 more days. You know? Right. And tomorrow will be like, I can do anything for 70 more days.
Right. But there are also a lot of things to do in those 70 days. So.
Oh, yes, there are. And you're doing it in an unusual district that is not as compact as it used to be back in the days when Bob Jauch was representing it. There's definitely been some mischief with it. So as I describe it to people, I would describe it to them as essentially a horseshoe. It's got the northern tier of Douglas, Bayfield, Ashland, Iron are all in there along the top. And then you go down to get all of Price County. And then along the other side, you get most of Burnett, all of Washburn and Barron. But in the middle, you only get a little top edge of Sawyer. I mean, you could put Sawyer and Rusk in there, but no, they decided not to. So you've got this unusual horseshoe-shaped district that you have to get around. And it's not something you can do in 20 minutes when you're up in that part of the state, Kelly.
No, not at all. But when you live in Ashland, you're used to driving about 3 hours for everything. So so we do have those two townships in Sawyer County, and it has all of Burnett now. So I've got all of Grantsburg and Dansbury and some of these great places further west, and just the teeniest, tiniest bit of Polk County outside of Turtle Lake. So, or in, I guess, all of Turtle Lake. So like maybe 10 or 12 folks, my guess is, over that line. But
And again, I want to emphasize for people, it did not always used to be this higgledy-piggledy. It used to be that districts were much more respectful of county lines and in keeping communities together. But again, when you're rigging the maps, as Republicans did in 2011, and again last time around, you can make a lot of mischief, and it makes it a lot harder, Kelly, for voters to know who represents them. And I'm betting more than a couple of times you've introduced yourself and people said, oh, wait, I'm in that district. I thought I was someplace else, or I don't know who represents me.
Absolutely. Well, this district used to include Lac-des-Flambeau, and that was one of the chunks of territory that they cut out to kind of make it a more right-leaning district than it used to be. And Burnett County for the last 10 years has been divided kind of right down the middle for assembly districts and for the Senate districts. So now they're all together, but it has shifted, you know, this whole region a little bit further to the right, but that's okay. I mean, we're just out talking to voters of every stripe, trying to win them over. And the Republicans have absolutely had a bit of overreach recent years, I'd say.
To put it mildly, yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's take the 2 minutes before we take our first break and learn a little bit more about you. Something that I've done with every candidate that's come in so far is just give us the short version of your own story, your background leading up to the decision to run.
Sure. Well, you and I have, like you said, known each other for a while. Back earlier in the last, I guess, decade, I served on the city council in Ashland. And I came up here to go to school at Northland College, where I got my degree in conflict resolution, skills that I I'm hopeful will be useful in the legislature, and have spent the time up here doing a lot of work around local food, renewable energy, that sort of thing. Ran for office against Sean Duffy in 14, which was another time I followed in your footsteps, Pat. Yes. And when that didn't work out, that's when I went to go work for Senator Baldwin. So for the last 7 years, I've been doing the work as her northern representative in all of this district, plus a few more counties. And when I found out that my state senator, Janet Buley, was retiring, it seemed like a good opportunity to step up and solve some of the problems I was seeing from my vantage point in Tammy Baldwin's office. But to I just knew that I had the skills to be able to do it. Northern Wisconsin deserves good representation.
And going back to before you decided to put down roots here, is it fair to describe you as a military brat?
Yes, yes. My dad was in the Air Force and my stepdad was in the Navy. And my mom worked for the longest time with the civil service at the Naval Weapons Station and then for Finance Accounting Service. So, yeah.
And then at some point you said, I like this place. I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have thought it when I first came up. I showed up here in January.
Well, that'll do it.
Over 20 years ago and was like, these people know it's really cold here, right? You don't have to live like this. But I've since acclimated. I do enjoy ice fishing, snowshoeing, those sorts of things. Married a local boy, and that helped keep me here.
That's how these things happen. I know. I met a farmer's daughter from Wisconsin. The rest is history. Kelly Westland is our guest here, state Senate candidate in the 25th District, Northwest Wisconsin. And we will continue our conversation right after this. You're up north.